Well, welcome to the second week of 2022. If you're like me, it kind of feels like it's really just the beginning and the first week. But I'm excited for today's message. And honestly, I'm really excited about the series that starts next week called Life is Good. And praying about what it is that I'm called to share this coming year, just the goodness of God, even when things around us are a little on the wild side. You know, I know that last week we talked about let there be light. That's out of Genesis, out of the very beginning where God speaks and he says, let there be light. Then he says, let there be space. Like, we're called to walk in the light of God. We're called to walk in the space and the place that he has for us. And then the third thing in all of the creation of the animals and the fish and the birds, it's let there be life. And my heart for you is that you walk in the life that God has called you to. I want you to know his word. I want you to know the Bible, because in the Bible, we see the nature, the character, and the heart of God for his creation. And that's you. And that's me. So today, I don't want to look at Genesis again, because we did that last week, and knowing that God is the source of everything good, that God is the source of life. And I know that many people, they go, well, wow, this is life. Thanks a lot, God. But the truth of the matter is that life is messed up when we live it for ourselves. And the truth is, we live in a broken world, but God is a God who brings redemption and hope. And I want you to know that this year, that 2022 is a year of hope if you trust in the Lord. So I don't want to look at Genesis. I want to go all the way to the very end of the book, the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, where we see in chapter 21, we see Jesus speaking, and we see what happens. Like, we see the end of the story, and I'm just going to spoil it for you. Here's the thing. In the end, we win, and it's good. So I want to dive in and see what it is the Lord's speaking to us today, and maybe ask some questions about what he's speaking to you. So here we go. Chapter 21, verse 1. This is after all of the craziness that's taken place in the book of Revelation. This is right at the end of Revelation. And if you've ever read the book, I encourage you to, for a couple reasons. Number one, the book says that if you read the book of Revelation, that you're going to be blessed. That's a good thing. And the other is that it lets you see that the craziness of this world should be expected. And if it seems like it's getting just a little bit crazier, well, Revelation shows us that it does get crazy. But in chapter 21, we see the resurrected, alive Jesus showing up again in this world. And this is what he speaks. This is John now speaking. And he says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared." This is John's revelation, and Jesus ends up speaking in this, but this is John speaking, and he says, "I saw a new heaven, a new earth. The old heaven and the old earth had disappeared." And as I read this, you know, I'm reading through the Bible in a year, so, you know, I read this not that long ago, and I remember going, wow, what is it that I see? So here's the question. Here's the first question I have for you. What do you see when you look around? What do you see when you look around? Because the reality of the matter is that what you look at, like what you see, determines how you're going to live. He says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The old heaven and the old earth had disappeared." Listen, the tendency, at least maybe I can only speak for myself, but the tendency is for me when I'm driving around and still seeing the blue tarps and still seeing the brokenness, the tendency in my flesh and the tactic of the enemy is to get me to look at things through old eyes. What do you see? I hope that you don't see things through the old lens. So here's my question. Number one, what do you see? Do you see that God wants us to focus not on the old, but on the new? Not to drive around and go, oh my gosh, we live in such a messed up world. We live in a broken city or a broken home or a broken relationship. That we don't look at things through the lens of the old. But then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Let me just remind you that God's heart for you was never to live in the brokenness of this world. When he created this place that we live in, it was perfect. But it was broken through sin. And if we continue to walk in patterns and a lifestyle of sin, we perpetuate that brokenness, not just in our life, though that is primary, but also in this world. And so my heart for you is that you can see the world that you're walking in and your life through the lens of what God has already called good. I want you to see a new heaven. In other words, I want you to be able to see what it is that God has for you, not just in eternity, but for right now. That's why John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Why did God show him that? A new heaven and a new earth. Because my heart for you is that you understand God's heart is that you see him correctly and clearly, that he is a good and loving God. And when I read through all of the brokenness, in Genesis, we start in perfection, and Revelation, we end in it again. But the middle is so full of broken people and a broken world. And yet the story and the theme of the Bible is redemption. And I want you to know that this year, God's heart for you is to redeem the brokenness of this world and your life. But you have to be willing to listen to his voice. You have to be able to see things from him, his perspective. The only way that you are going to ever be able to get to see what it is that God wants you to see is when you get close to him. So here's my question again. What do you see? Do you see the old? Are you walking through life looking at the old, the broken, the rundown? Because whatever you focus on is magnified. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, but the old, this is what it says, the old earth had disappeared. Man, that's so powerful. What do you see? Then here's the next question that I want to ask you. What needs to disappear in your life this year? For 2022, what do you need to take out of your life? What is it that you're going, this needs to go away? It needs to disappear. It's really easy to focus on the physical world, and that's of some importance. Listen, if you're going, man, I need to cut out eating bacon 3 times a day, every day. That's probably a good thing. That's not good for your heart. That's not good for your life. You're going, I need to cut out whatever it is that's bad for you. Those are good things, but we tend to focus on the physical. That's not a bad thing. That's good. But I want us to prioritize, what is it that needs to disappear in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your mouth? Like, what are you speaking? Maybe there's some things that you've been speaking that you're beginning to realize that is an old and broken way of thinking. In a world that's full of curses and brokenness, we should never speak curses out of our mouth. And listen, I'm not just talking about cussing. Like, that's a whole different thing. But like, what am I speaking? Am I able to say with sincerity, Lord, I want to see the new things that you have for me? What is it that needs to disappear? You'll never see the new unless you're willing to watch the old disappear from around you. I want a new outlook on life. Then you're gonna have to see the old outlook disappear. I wanna be healthy spiritually, emotionally, physically. Then you're gonna have to put some things away. You're gonna have to close all of those doors that you've opened that are allowing bad things into your life, whether that's through what you look at, whether that's what you listen to, where you go, who you're touching, like whatever that is. Like spiritually, you're gonna have to close some doors. Those things need to disappear. Emotionally, like you're not going to allow, maybe you're going, I want to be emotionally strong. That means you're not going to live by your emotions this year. You're going to live by what truth God is speaking to you through his word. What needs to disappear? Maybe some of those lies that you've believed that have kept you in emotional turmoil need to disappear. How do you do that? How do you get rid of a lie? You replace it with the truth. That is spiritual growth. That's all spiritual growth is replacing a lie with the truth that builds spiritual strength and emotional fortitude. Spiritual strength, because now you're saying that I identify that lie. But instead of going, that's not true, instead you replace it with the truth. How about this? I'm loved by God. He calls me his child. He knows me and has a plan for my life, rather than, what am I doing? Who am I? See, that's the lie. If you focus on not believing that, the enemy's happy with that because you're still focusing on the negative. But when you take that lie and it disappears, and instead you begin to speak the truth, I am known and loved by God, it reframes everything. What needs to disappear from your life? I'm going to read on. So a new heaven and a new earth, the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. This is the vision of John. Then the next verse is really interesting to me. John says, I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. This is how the story ends when we're following the Lord. This is how the story ends. All of those terrible, horrible, miserable things are gone forever. But where does it begin? It begins when we hear the voice of the Lord. Look at what it says in verse 3. I heard a loud shout, and God's saying, I'm going to live with them. You're going to be my people. God himself will be with them. So here's the next question. Here's the third question I have. What is it that God is speaking to you? And I want to remind you of something, that God always speaks life. God speaks life to his people, to his children. He's a God who loves us and cares for us and recognizes that we do live in a broken world, but his ultimate plan of redemption is to take you in the place of brokenness and bring you to a place of life. And if you listen, if you draw near to him, if you get close to him, the first thing that happens that as you draw near to God, the book of James tells us this, as you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. The next thing that happens when you draw near to God, he's drawing near to you, but then he will begin to speak, because throughout scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, everywhere in between, God is a speaker. He talks to his people, and this is what he says. It's the theme of redemption. I know you. I love you. I've called you to be my own. That's one of the themes, like, you're my children. Like, I love you. Turn to me. He'll often say through scripture, return to me. There's another theme that I found in this last year of reading through the Bible again, which was this: be strong and courageous. Be strong. Like, when you draw near to God, he speaks good things to you that let you know that he knows you and loves you, and that you can do it. You can make it through the brokenness of this life, but this life isn't the end. And as you follow him, he brings you to a place of everlasting life. But it doesn't mean that this life is perpetual hell. Even in the difficulty and the hardship, if you follow him, you can know that life is good because God is good. What do you see? You looking through the lens of the old? What needs to disappear? Maybe some old things need to disappear from your life. What is he speaking to you? I don't even know how to hear God. I mean, the book of James is very true. When you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. And when you stay close long enough, he'll speak. How do I know if it's the Lord? You'll know. You'll know. Because you're drawing near. He'll show up. Maybe it's through scriptures. As you read the Bible, maybe something illuminates off the page and leaps into your heart. You'll know. How else does he speak? He speaks through circumstances that you're in the middle of a situation and you go, wow, Lord, did you just drop something on me? How else does he speak? Some people, he speaks through dreams, through pictures, through visions. Like, he does that with me. It's not weird or crazy. It's how God operates and how he speaks to some people. But it's never in contradiction to this word, which is why this year I want you to know God's word for you, and the starting place, the foundation stone, the starting block is read the Bible. Read the Bible. Draw near to God. What's he speaking to you? Or what do you see? What do you have to put away out of your life? What's he speaking to you? And I'm going to read on because the last one is so good in verse 5. You know, he ends verse 4 with all these things are gone forever. No more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. Verse 5. And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I'm making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." This is Jesus speaking. "Look, I'm making everything new." Write it down. Those words are trustworthy and they're true. Because it's Jesus that takes the old. It's Jesus that takes the broken. And if you read the book of Revelation, wow, it's full of misery and pain and death because it's the summation and ultimately the conclusion of this world as we know it. But this is nothing to be afraid of because Jesus speaks at the end and he says, "Behold, I'm making all things new." And when you walk with him long enough and you allow him to lead you by the hand and walk with you through the brokenness of life, he always brings you to a place where he says, he turns you around and he says, "See, all that old." And then he lets you see it through the lens of new. And he speaks, "I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to make all things new." What is Jesus speaking to you right now about the old that he's saying, "I'm going to make it new"? He'll make it new if you let him. The reason that so many people go, "I'm walking away from the Lord," they're like, it's not true, is because they'd already left him. They'd left his side and they've seen the brokenness and the broken road and the broken trail behind them. And it's been painful and hard and they've let go of the hand of the Lord. Don't do that. Listen, 2022 is a year where if you hold on to the hand of the Lord and follow him, you'll be able to look back over the broken and the hard and the difficult, and you will be able to say, "I hear you, Lord. You're making all things new." What is he speaking to you about the old that he's going to make new this year? 2022, listen to me, I can't promise that it's going to be any better than 2020 or 2021, but I know this, that God is good, and that if you trust him, just as in Genesis, where he says, "Let there be life. I'm making a space and a place for you. I'm saying, let there be life. I'm creating things." At the end of the Bible, he's still saying, "I'm going to make all of the brokenness new," because God is a God of redemption, of fresh starts, of good things. Trust him. Trust him. And I want to end with this, because after Jesus says, "Look, I'm making everything new, write this down, what I tell you is trustworthy and true." Verse 6, and he also said, "It's finished." Because the finished work of Jesus is Romans 8:28, "All things work together for good to those who love God and are called to his purpose." It's finished because it's new and it's good. And then he says this, it's very key. I want you to understand this. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." That seems cryptic. Like, what does that mean? That means that from the very beginning, Jesus saw the end. Jesus saw the end, and it was good. There have been a lot of things in my life that were not good. And in those seasons, I've had the opportunity to focus on that not good. And a few times I've done it, thinking that, well, if I just surrender to the bad, it's going to make things easier, maybe even better. And it never has. In those moments when I began to loosen my grip on the hand of the Lord, thank you, God, I realized that was stupid and held tighter in the end. He knows the middle, but he's the God of the beginning, which was good, and the end, which is good. Hold on. Then he says this,
To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit these blessings. I will be their God. They will be my children. To all who are thirsty. Everybody's thirsty for good things, but it's different to be thirsty for the Lord. And I pray that 2022, that you trust Him and that you see the good that He has for you, that you begin to take the old and watch that disappear from your life, that this year you hear from the Lord what He's calling you to, what He is speaking to you, and that you allow Him to make the old and the broken new and beautiful. Maybe this year you're going, man, I hope to God it's better than 2020 and 2021. We don't get to dictate the circumstances in which we live. Often we don't, and that things just happen around us. But we do get to choose whether or not we live in the place of the blessing of God. Because listen to me, God's blessing and His peace and His love and His joy are not conditional on the circumstance in which you find yourself. Choose Him. And maybe today you need to do that. Maybe today you need to say, Lord, I'm choosing you this year. And if that's you, just pray with me. Say, dear Lord, I know you love me. I hear you speaking to me today. And today I turn from my way, my sin, my road, and I choose you, Jesus. I receive your forgiveness. Forgive me for my own way and my own choices, but I choose you today, Jesus. My life is yours. In your name I pray, amen. If that's you, let us know what God's doing in you. If you pray that prayer and you meant it, listen to me, that is a new season and a new day. But God's heart for you is not to be isolated and alone. Get connected. Click on the button in the comments on this stream. Let us know what's going on so that we can connect you with resources and relationships to help you grow. Because I know this, as you follow the Lord, 2020 may be a roller coaster ride as the world defines it, but when we trust Him, we can know that He makes all things good, all things new. Love you guys. See you next week for the kickoff of the series, Life is Good. God bless.